learning in the yeshiva today is dedicated in the memory of Jacob Schenker, Yaakov Yitzchak, Ben Yontov, Liba. Thinking about speaking today, since what is said after davening is also part of Talmud Torah and is also dedicated to the memory of the deceased, I thought that it should also be added that not only the learning in the yeshiva today, but in this morning that we're going, the yeshiva is going for a few hours to the Sigid at the Tayelet, also should be dedicated to his memory. We've been following the track of the Shmon Esrei, of each bracha in the Shmon Esrei. And today we're up to the bracha of Binyan Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim Yerecha V'rachamim Toshuv. We pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He, God, return to Yerushalayim in mercy, the Tishkan Betolcha, and He dwell. And may You dwell there, Kasher Dibarta. And build Yerushalayim, uvnei ota bekarov b'yameinu binyan olam. Let Yerushalayim be rebuilt in an everlasting fashion. V'chisei David meheira l'tocha tachin, and restore the Davidic throne. Baruch ato Hashem, bonei Yerushalayim. Blessed is God, the one who is building Yerushalayim. What is the sign? What is the sign by which we could know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, quote, returning to Yerushalayim? And the answer, if we pay attention to what we're saying when we're davening, is Yerushalayim being rebuilt? Is it being rebuilt? A few weeks ago, a truck with a loudspeaker, a van with a loudspeaker, came blasting by the street on which I live, and they were playing L'shana Haba B'Yerushalayim Habnuya, and there was a tinny voice coming out of the loudspeaker singing the words. And I was standing in the parking lot with a neighbor of mine. The neighbor is not, he's not what we call frum. And he said to me, why do you guys say Yerushalayim Habnuya? I mean, are you still, like in his mind, are you still living in the 14th century? Are you still living in a world where Yerushalayim is destroyed? I mean, we, within 100 meters of where I live, there's a lot of noise every day because there are three buildings being built. So I said, "Lo, mikavnim la Yerushalayim lo benuya ad she'tibaneh beit hamikdash." So he sort of smiled at me, and that was the end of the conversation. But aside from the beit hamikdash, there's a simple meaning, and the simple meaning is the rebuilding of Yerushalayim. You come to Yerushalayim, you guys are going to go to the Tayelet, and you're going to watch the, stand as outsiders to some extent to the Sigid ceremony. But the Sigid ceremony for the Ethiopian Jews, I'm sure they've learned about what it's about, or they'll find out what it's about. They'll find out what it's about, okay? But one of the things that it's about is the longing of Ethiopian Jewry, of Bet HaYisrael, for the return to Yerushalayim, the return to Eretz Yisrael, a longing such that among the crowds that you'll see there today, there will be many people who were part of the great Ethiopian trek from Ethiopia through the dangerous territories of Africa that they traversed, with many dying on the way, to come to the secret assembly place in Sudan from which they were transported to Eretz Yisrael. And that longing for Yerushalayim presents you with a question. Do I long for Yerushalayim? I remember many, many times when I came on Aliyah 36 years ago, and we were in Merkaz Klita in Talpiot Mizrach, and the bus coming out of Talpiot Mizrach used to make a turn, and from that turn you would see what today you see from the Tayelet. There was no Tayelet then. And I remember consciously thinking many times, Bameh zachiti ani? Why did I merit generations of my ancestors who prayed and needed Yerushalayim and wanted Yerushalayim, and why was I the one who merited? Yaakov Yitzchak Schenker, Jacob Schenker, Yaakov Yitzchak Schenker. I don't know for whom he was named, but he was born in a town near Krakow, and that the name Yaakov Yitzchak in Polish Jewry is associated by many within the Hasidic movement to the great Chose of Lublin, whose name was Yaakov Yitzchak, and it was a common name. The Chose died in 1812, and in many ways he is the father of Hasidut in Polish Jewry. Now he's called the Chose because he's a seer. He would look into the future and he would look into people and know what they were and have a sense of what the future would be. Such is it told in Hasidut. And thinking about that, I think when I heard the first time the story about the life of Yaakov Yitzchak Schenker, as a teenager, his father was murdered in a robbery, and then a few years later, he's in concentration camps. And in the concentration camp, one event was particularly significant. He was beaten to within an ounce of his life, and he lay on the ground after this beating, and one can only imagine he was living only by a thread. And a capo realized who it was, and because of the generosity of Yaakov Yitzchak's grandfather, the capo took mercy on him, and instead of him allowing him just to lie on the ground until he was no longer alive, he sent him to the infirmary. And Yaakov Yitzchak survived the war, but for years he didn't speak. When I say he didn't speak, the family tells me it doesn't mean that he didn't speak about it. He didn't speak. He remained silent. An ultimate life of Yeshev Badad V'idom. An ultimate life of Vayidom Aron. Words are not possible in a world in which the kingdom of hell that was the Holocaust can exist. And that was Yaakov Yitzchak's life till at some point he began to speak, married in America, and had a family. And I have wondered, what was, if hanging between life and death in the world of dreams and nightmares, what could this person whose yahrzeit we are marking today and we are trying to learn Torah and learn something that might be relevant to our lives, what might he have been thinking about? What might he have been dreaming about? How could one escape the world? The world in which he found himself. And I wonder, could Yaakov Yitzchak Ben Yom Tov Lipa, could he have dreamed, could he have imagined that at some point in the future he would have grandchildren who would learn in a yeshiva in Yerushalayim? Could he have imagined three grandsons who learned in a yeshiva named for a beautiful land, Eretz Tzvi, in Yerushalayim? Yoni, Josh, Binyamin Schenker. Could he have imagined that? And yet it happened. Could he have imagined that he would have a granddaughter who made Aliyah to Yerushalayim? Could he have imagined that he would have a great-grandchild living in Yerushalayim? Could he have imagined any of this? The dedication of a day of learning in his memory, aside from the particular content of whatever you learn, okay, I would think that a reasonable dedication would be knowing the little bit of his life that I've told you about today. Can you say, "V'Yerushalayim ircha berachamim tashuv"? Can you look at Yerushalayim as it is being rebuilt and say, it's not relevant to me? Can you not ask yourself the question, where will I be? Where will I live? Where will my children and grandchildren be? The Hasidim say on the yard site that the neshama should have an aliyah, an Am Yisrael, a Yeshua, the Chen Yiratzah.